Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio. It is Tuesday, November 27th, and it is championship week in college football. What better time than all these championship games here this weekend? I'm Brandon Reif, your host, joining here from Indianapolis, Indiana. My co-host, Jonathan Birdsong, will be joining momentarily. We had another great week in sports. The Pacers looked decent, even without Victor Oladipo. The Colts looked great. They've won five straight games now. We have Duke in Indiana tonight, 9:30 on ESPN, the ACC Big Ten Challenge. We've got chaos in the first college basketball new ratings that came out as well. So plenty to talk about tonight. Jonathan Birdsong, my friend, welcome back. How are you?
Brandon Reeves, good to be back. How are you?
I'm good. It was good. Had a few things had to get fixed, car issue with a tire, but other than that, it was smooth sailing, a lot of food ate. Diet started yesterday, so that's where we're at.
I got you.
How about yours?
Oh, man, you know what? Thanksgiving is one of the better times of the year for me anyway. I have all my cousins and whatnot come over. But it's never long enough. It always goes by too fast.
Yes, Sunday scaries came very quickly. and especially for me starting in my professional world, starting a new job, and that came very quick on Monday morning. So but back in the swing of things. So it's day two's in the books, and here we are. What a great week in sports we had. You know, last week was probably one of my favorite weeks in general, just because all week, every hour of the day, pretty much there's college basketball on, and you had your good off out of season tournaments. I got to watch the Dukies three straight nights. Terrible ending to the game in a championship for them against Gonzaga. RJ Barrett just needs to give up the ball, and that's one there. You need to just give it to Zion and let him just go work there. So Gonzaga played well. They probably deserve to win the game. The Hoosiers look like they struggled a little bit throughout a couple of their games. They played UTA San Antonio, and they barely snuck away with a win there late. Now, I know Hoosier fans are going to jump my ass because they've got seven or eight players that are hurt on that roster or injured, which is true. But still, when you're at home against one of those schools, it shouldn't be that close throughout. And I know they pulled away at about 14 points. So, but where do you want to start out tonight, my man? I'm going to let you lead it off. Where do you want to start?
How could we not talk about Ohio State?
Ooh, let's talk Ohio State, Michigan. My goodness. You wanted chaos in your college football Final Four. Here you go. Ohio State.
This is what I wanted from the start. I wanted Jim Harbaugh to have an somewhat inflated record. So he beat a lot of teams with a lot of stats, a lot of names. But who did he really beat, Brandon? Who did he really beat? Nobody. He lost to Notre Dame.
Yep.
And he beat Penn State, you know, and he beat Wisconsin, and, of course, he beat IU. And, you know.
And Michigan State.
Barely beat Northwestern. Yeah, he beat Michigan State, but these are down years for all those programs. It's, you know, when the Wildcats win their side of the Big Ten, it's got to be a down year in the Big Ten, right?
Absolutely.
Got to be. So, who did he beat? So he got to the big game. I mean, he wet his pants. They wet their pants. They weren't prepared to play Ohio State. They wasn't. And Ohio State was prepared. Ohio State looked like a completely different team that the week before. I thought Urban Meyer was going to tear his hair out. Truly. I thought he was going to have a conniption on the sideline. And then they play Michigan, he looked like Cool Hand Luke. He looked like Paul Newman out there.
Yeah.
It looked like a totally different game, and like I said, Michigan was not prepared to play Ohio State. And now
yeah,
the big game
was the big flop.
Wow. Well, it's not like, and I want to, I'm never lamented on it as much as possible. Again, they're not, the Michigan is not going to fire Jim Harbaugh tomorrow or next year.
No.
You know, they're not. They're still going to get a respectable bowl. They still had a respectable year. We can say who they didn't beat. But, you know, they still had a pretty good year. When you go, if you lose one game in the Big Ten and you're one game out of the playoff, you still had a pretty good year. Or two games, where they lost a total of two games total this year, right?
Right.
And they played their schedule. They played that schedule. So their schedule is, you know, well, outside of the Eastern Michigan, right? Their schedule, bar none, probably one of the tops in top five. We know that. But it's probably one of the better schedules that anybody had to face. So, with all that being said, Ohio State has caused a lot of the top four teams are who are they?
There's only three teams. I don't even count Georgia.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I was thinking about Georgia. I know Georgia on my mind. I was thinking about Georgia on the way to work this morning, and they have a lot of athleticism, and they have a lot of skilled players that I think we're going to see, you know, so long as everybody stays 100% doesn't get hurt, we're going to see on the next level. You know what I'm saying? We'll hear about the wideouts and running backs on the next level. They're athletic. They're that good. But they play sloppy, and that's why I don't think nobody thinks they can beat Alabama. They'd have to play a perfect game to beat Alabama. They're as talented as Alabama, but they are a sloppy team. They let lesser teams come back. They play down to teams, and that's why they are in their position that they are in. So let's say Alabama's got to play Georgia, correct? And Alabama wins, so Alabama's automatically in. But let's say Georgia beats them. Is Alabama out?
Yeah, I'm not even going to give that an answer because Alabama's not losing. I will bet everything in my house, the shirt off my back. Alabama, roll, Tide, roll.
That's a pretty good – that's a good Georgia team. And they could be motivated. They could be pissed. I don't know. And I know they lost some players to the NFL. But that is still a pretty good – offensively, they can hang with anybody.
I guarantee they will not lose.
I mean, I'm not betting – I'm giving them a chance.
I have zero chance.
All right. So that looks like
zero chance.
Let's book it. We know Alabama and Notre Dame are in.
Correct.
We know Clemson.
Correct.
Well, they still got to play the championship game, right?
No. They're in. That's a guarantee win. I'm getting to a point with this. The reason why, John, if you look at these conference championship matchups, this may be the worst year in college football for championship matchups, and I'm basing it off of Vegas. I'm going to go through these point spreads for you for this weekend. Washington and Utah, which Washington State got beat in that snow fest on Friday night. Washington is favored by 5, so Washington's minus 5. That's going to be your closest one. You've got Texas minus 7.5 against Oklahoma. The other way around. Oklahoma minus 7.5 against Texas. That's probably going to be your marquee game that I'm going to watch and enjoy. That's going to be the closest. Your Georgia-Alabama. Alabama's minus 13.5 points. They're almost favored by 2 touchdowns. Clemson is favored by almost 4 touchdowns, minus 26.5 points. Ohio State is favored by 2 touchdowns, 14 points. They're all blowouts. Go ahead and book those conference championship games. So you've got your 3. You've got Bama. You've got Clemson. You've got Notre Dame. And it's going to come down to 2 teams, John, and 2 teams only. It's going to be, can Oklahoma knock off Texas? Or does Ohio State have a convincing win? And I mean convincing as in putting up 40, upper 40s, 50 some points on Northwestern for style points. Ohio State sneak in there.
I don't know. I don't know. That's my boggle. That's why it's called.
And,
I guess it's why it's called chaos. That's what I guess.
And your boys are done. Your boys down in Orlando are finished.
What do you mean? That's because they lost a quarterback.
Yeah, he about had to have his leg amputated.
Man, that was great.
He just got blood flow back today to his leg.
Well, that's
unfortunate.
So,
speedy recovery to him.
Yeah, and the UCF backup pulled it out. But they're talking like the championship bowl committee's not going to give him a favorable bowl at all now because he's not playing.
Right.
He's up for he was up for that national player of the year. He was putting up those kind of numbers. So
yeah, Melton was good. So what's your thoughts on these championship spreads? I mean, you can't really get up for it when you're sitting here looking. You got three games in double digits.
What Ohio State's going to show up?
The right team.
Now it's a real gut check. Is it going to be Cool Hand Luke or is it going to be panicky Jerry Lewis that he was playing with Maryland? What Ohio State's going to come? Because look, the Wildcats are going to show up. You kidding? This is their Super Bowl for real.
Stop it.
This is the Wildcat Super Bowl.
They've already reached their prime. They're just happy to make it to the game.
Man, okay.
Ohio State
think,
by three touchdowns this weekend. Three
Ohio
touchdowns.
State, Brandon, do you think Ohio State's better than Notre Dame?
No.
Did Notre Dame blow out Northwestern?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying.
But
like
that was also at Northwestern. It's a little different.
Okay. All right. Let's move along. Hey, you know what? It sounds like they need to have an expansion. That's
well,
what it sounds like. Because actually, what I would do, the winner of the Big Ten and the winner of the Big 12 would have to play a consolation game to play those to get in. I know it's an extra game. I know it's wacky. That's crazy. But that's what – or we need to expand it. Brandon. How could it not be? You put four teams in. It's called a Power Five. Is it not? Help me.
Yep.
Is it five power conferences?
Yes.
So why is it only four teams can get in?
Because the Pac-12 beats up on each other too much to get that final team in. Washington State would be there.
I'm saying the big brains should just do it like that and then add the independent guy in. Hello?
So
there we go.
What if you did this? You did the Power Five, and do you say then you're number one, your automatic number one seed gets a bye?
I don't know. I can't. Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
As a success for the regular season.
Whoever has the best overall record, gets the bye. Whoever has the best overall record. Everybody.
Well,
go
what if you have.
That would make
the college football.
Go ahead.
What if you have your now? Speaking of that, real quick, did you see? I posted on Facebook probably a week or so ago. There was I don't know if it's Tom Blackidge or there was somebody from Fox, College Football Fox, that does the games with Gus Johnson. I can't think of his name. Mm-hmm. He talked about Alabama. And how soft the SEC schedule, how everybody calls that the power conference,
well,
the conference to
look,
be.
Man,
did you see that?
I'm not going to say it's soft. Look, I'm just saying because you know what? Those teams, whether I shame them or not, Tennessee, Mississippi State, Texas, they turn out dudes in the NFL, okay? They turn out players.
Right.
And it's kind of a thing it's kind of a thing where I've always said it's top heavy. I've never said that Tennessee. You put Tennessee in the Big Ten. I don't think Purdue's better than Tennessee. Oh, program wise, consistency wise. I know you know what I mean. I think they beat up on. I think they're mirror images of one another. I think you put. I'm saying they fall in that middle part of the Big Ten type of you know what I mean thing as well. Well, not this year, but in years prior. Texas Tech in years prior, you know.
So why
LSU,
schedule the cupcakes before a rival?
Say what now?
Why schedule a cupcake before your rival? Well, Big Ten don't do it. You Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State, they don't do that.
Well, you know.
Why inflate your record?
maybe they should. Maybe you need to. You know, I thought it was a copycat league.
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
If it's Power Five, if it's Power Five conferences, then what? Then why aren't they? You know, automatically put them in. Automatic Big Ten champion. I mean, and then on a random whatever, however the bowl committee wants to use some imagination. You say, hey, this year, the Big Ten is playing the SEC in the Rose Bowl. Or this year, the ACC champ is playing the Pac-12 in the whatever bowl. It's
right.
On people's minds. And then the independent guys will get in. The independent guys and then those teams like Boise and UCF and whoever else goes undefeated, Ball State, shines on the dog's ass, Ball State goes 13-0 too, right, sometimes. But those teams would have an opportunity to get in. But you can't, I mean, you know, that they got to figure that out because there's going to be some teams this year that people are going to be scratching their head. Ohio State might get left out. There's a possibility Texas might jump. If Texas beats Oklahoma, why can't they get in? Like, I know they got more losses than anybody else, but look who they played. They played a variety of teams throughout. I mean.
Yeah. Well, as we speak, let me do the sounder here.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Breaking news, the college football rankings are out now that they've been updated. Your number one team, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Your number two team, as we mentioned, the Clemson Tigers. Your number three team, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Number four, we were right, Georgia, the Bulldogs, coming in at number four, sets up a SEC championship game, 1-4 there. Number five, Oklahoma, coming in at 11-1. Number six, Ohio State. Ohio State's there. They're at six. You win, you're in. That's what it comes down to, especially if Oklahoma falters.
So what do we want to see? We want to see Ohio State play Notre Dame? No, I don't want that. We got them letting the drum. We let this drum play out. You're right. They win, they're in. You're right.
Yeah. Well, Clemson would be playing Notre Dame in the first game. And the other would be Alabama and Oklahoma or Alabama and Ohio State. I'd be happy to see. I think Ohio State, John, would put up a better matchup for Alabama than Oklahoma. Oklahoma don't play defense. They can't. They're not going to score every possession.
Yeah, I really do like Big 12 chances against Alabama, but not Oklahoma. Not that one. Not Oklahoma. Not this Oklahoma. Uh-uh.
And the committee was. Yeah, your committee has listened to you, and UCF has moved up. They are now number 8 in the polls.
Oh, wow.
They are one behind number 7, Michigan.
This is a program building. For you. I mean, they'll probably give them the Orange Bowl or something, a good bowl they can get blowed out in.
looking at your matchups this weekend with college football, looking at your conference ones, you've got Washington, who plays Friday night in the Pac-12 championship. They're coming in at number 11. You've got Texas, who plays Oklahoma. They're coming in at number 14, so they dipped back a little bit. You also have Northwestern, who's coming in at 21st, and then you have Fresno State coming in at 25. So that's why, John, I'm going to go ahead and give you – if I had the sirens, I would do it now, but – I don't even know if I've got the cash money drop sound because put money on these this weekend. You cannot go wrong. Ohio State wins by 3 touchdowns at least over Northwestern. Clemson is going to win by 4 touchdowns. And I'll even go to say Clemson keeps Pittsburgh scoreless in the first half. And then Bama wins by 17 plus this weekend.
Was there a weaker conference this year than the ACC? Is there a weaker conference than the ACC?
Pac-12?
No way.
Well, I mean, you only had a couple good teams there. UCLA sucked. USC sucked. Oregon sucked.
Nobody ever wants anything out of UCLA from the football team. That's just a hope and wishing.
Arizona State, Herm's got him going a little bit. Arizona with Kevin Sumlin sucks. Mike Tomlin's brother looks exactly like him. What else we have? Utah, I guess you can say Utah had a decent season. I mean, they're in the championship game.
That's correct.
So that's why I think the conference sucked. If Utah is in the championship, if your best team in the conference is not in the game, that's a problem.
Well, the ACC, you know, Duke and UNC football, where's Miami this year? They took a 3 steps back.
Yep.
There wasn't no gold chains. There wasn't a whole lot of gold chains on ESPN swinging.
Florida State.
Who's that now?
Florida State. Bad season.
Well, they had a year transition, got a new coach, and team quit on him.
He should be fired, by the way.
Well, they took a risk. They went outside the family tree. That's on them.
So?
They went outside the family tree. I'm not saying he ain't a good coach. He's just from Oregon.
Okay. So yeah, those are my guarantees. Lock it in this weekend if you want to win some money, because I know I'm going to. Make sure you do that. Also, look in college football this weekend. The Purdue Boilermakers win 28-21 over IU. They take the old Oakland bucket. They go to a bowl game. And the Hoosiers, after starting 5-0, John, were they 5-0?
Yes, they were.
Lose 7 straight? No, that doesn't sound right.
They had a lot of hope. They had a lot of hope. And, like, I listened to a lot of Hoosiers – oh, my God, I was going to say a lot of Hoosier fans bitch and complain, right, afterwards. And I don't know, man. Allen better do something better next year than he did this year.
You know who I think the scapegoat is this year will be
the offensive
coordinator.
Well, it's going to be offensive coordinator is on the chopping block, man, because there really is no imagination with IU's offense. What's not? They want to run the ball. I mean, you don't have an offensive line to do that, and you can't just drop back or drop. Well, they don't want to run. I'm sorry. They think Patrick Ramsey thought he was a thrower of some high caliber, and that ain't the case. So they're going to have to figure something out with the offense.
Yep. Reports still. Oh yeah, they do. Reports are still out on Jeff Brohm. Apparently, the latest I've seen today is that Louisville wants to have a decision made by Brohm.
Oh man.
By midweek. So I guess John midweek would be tomorrow. If he wants the job. Okay. Now there's a report from footballscout.com that says that Brohm wants a significant uphaul in the football program, and he wants a large investment into that program if he would go there. Louisville on the counter has said that they don't want to do that. They want to have more of a realistic approach and are willing to look outside if Brohm does not have a realistic approach to it. So if that's the case, I don't know, where there's smoke, there's fire. We should hear something, I would think, by midweek, but it could be a mid-December day job where we don't think anything's going on, and boom, Brohm Almond goes to Louisville. I honestly think it's a lateral move, though. I would rather want to be in the Big Ten than in the ACC.
Yeah, I don't. It's a lateral move, real lateral. If you do well at Purdue, you know, the next step is potentially NFL, ain't it? I don't know. I don't know. Right. So.
Football U.
I don't know. That's a head scratcher. He just needs to come out and say he's going to be with Purdue or not.
Yeah, I totally agree there. Looking ahead at our picks for this week, give me 1 second here. I'm just updating what we've got. Great radio. John, you did very well this past weekend on our picks. You went 3-1. The only one you missed was the Michigan game. I went 2-2. I missed on West Virginia, who almost knocked off Oklahoma. It was a high-scoring game, 59-56, and I missed on the Michigan as well. So up to the standings going into this week, we've got you're sitting at 56-26, and I'm 4 games back at 52-30. So this will be the last week for our pick'em. So if I'm going to make some headway, I don't think it's going to happen because of all those ones I just told you are going to be blowouts. I may have to concede the season pick'em title to you, and then once the bowl games all come out and we make our picks for each bowl game, I'll have to cover you on that one.
Sounds great.
So, all right, give me 1 second here. We will do our picks for college football. What great music. Is there anything better than the SEC on CBS theme? I don't think there is. First game comes to us Friday night, Pac-12 championship. Number 17, Utah against number 11, Washington. I liked what the Huskies did against on the road at Washington State against Mike Leach's team. I'm going to go with Washington.
Washington looks to be the tougher team. I got to vote Washington as well.
At the Big 12 championship, number 14, the team you've been on, and then you've been off, and you're back on, and then you're off again, the Texas Longhorns against number 5, Oklahoma. Do they pull the upset?
They pull the upset because I got my guys in the top 5 for coach of the year.
Ooh, Mr. Herman.
He's in my top 5.
Okay, interesting. I'm going to go Oklahoma on this one. I think it's just too much Kyler Murray there. The American Championship, I added this one in for you. Memphis 8-4 against number 8, UCF.
Man, if this ain't the time to say it, they're going to win one for the Gipper. They're going to win one for the Gipper. UCF is going to win.
I'm going to go Memphis on this one. I think
Of course you are.
Penny Hardaway is going to get the basketball team out there with them. They're going to help it out. And why did it take me so long to realize Memphis State changed their name to Memphis? For some reason, I didn't remember that. I don't even know what year that was.
Who knows? I don't know.
The SEC Championship, number 1, Alabama, number 4, Georgia. You already know I'm going Alabama by 17 points.
Wow. I really want to take Georgia. I really do. But I watched
take
them all year. No, sir. I watched them all year, and they play sloppy. They play real sloppy. I think Georgia could be of the top 5 teams. They can maybe beat 2 of them, but Alabama ain't one of them. So,
okay.
Well, Alabama.
Number at ACC championship, number 2 Clemson 12-0 versus a 7-5 Pitt Panthers, who played a subpar season. Clemson by 4 touchdowns is what I have.
You know, the actual people that believe in Pittsburgh, can you believe it? They actually believe. I actually know some fans. I work, and they actually really follow. I don't know why. They actually believe Pittsburgh got a chance. But they don't. They don't have a chance in heck. They're probably going to end up playing Michigan in a bowl game or something.
Yeah, I honestly think Clemson holds them scoreless in the first half, and it's going to be a over 4 touchdown win. So, and then the nightcap, downtown Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium, number 24 Northwestern, 8-4 versus number 6 Ohio State. One thing I've always learned is don't bet against Urban Meyer, and I'm not. I'm going Ohio State.
Yeah, it'd be a red out here in the city. So Ohio State will beat Northwestern, but it won't be by as much as you think it's going to be by.
And since it is the conference championship week, let's go ahead and give our predictions for the number 4 team. Let's go ahead and do that. We already know the first 3. That's already given. Bama, Clemson, and Notre Dame. Those are your 3. John, after these picks here, who gets in as your number 4?
It has to be Ohio State.
You're taking Ohio State.
It has to be Ohio State. I got Texas beating Oklahoma.
I have, yeah, that's true. You do. I have Ohio State, but I have Oklahoma winning as well. But I think it's style points, and I think Ohio State just puts on a show down here at Lucas Oil. Style points in the 50s. Oklahoma's defense is so bad that Texas will score. Texas will keep it close, and that will keep the odds, the people that make those brackets, a little eye-opening looking at Ohio State. Plus, here's John. It doesn't hurt that the last game you're going to see in college football is the Buckeye game.
It's true.
So, okay.
They're going to cry. They're going to cry about expansion afterwards. Promise.
Oh, that's a Jonathan Birdsong promise right there.
Awesome.
Before we go to the NFL, let's just stick with NCAA real quick. College basketball, the travesty known with the new net rating system that I think is a complete joke.
Uh-oh.
The first net rating system that they're using to replace the RPI when they determine the NCAA tournament this year and your selections. They have Ohio State, speaking of the Buckeyes, the number one team in that ranking. This team, Ohio State, has – now, I'm going to give you three stats here. Ohio State, they only have four – they have four wins that are against sub-200 ranked teams, and they're still rated number one, okay? So think on that. Loyola, Loyola Chicago, whatever, Sister Jean or whatever, they are 7-0. They just beat an unaffiliated Westcliff University. Not affiliated, okay? They are ranked number 10. Kansas Jayhawks, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, ranked 11th, has two neutral site wins against two top 10 teams, Michigan State and Tennessee. How the hell are they behind Loyola and Ohio State?
Whatever system they're on, man, it's wacky.
They better get it figured out. They better alter it.
Wow. Why is NCAA always one of – like, I feel like everything was fine in, like, 1997.
Yeah.
But they changed up things. Everything was perfect. They want to add more teams. They want to do this. They want to do that. They want to have more things like the NBA. Well, the magic of the NCAA is that it's basketball, but it's not necessarily the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
The one thing that's pissed me off, and you can call me a crotchety old man, let me have the selection show that's 1 hour long, and you go through and you name the brackets. You have Greg Gumbel announce each region, and that's all you have. You don't have to have this crap we've done for the last 2 years where you have to have a show of it and draw everything out and have damn Charles Barkley talking. Nobody gives a damn what any of those guys think when it comes to college basketball.
They've made it to NBA. It's too blurred, you know?
I like Ernie, but I don't like the Shaq and Charles stuff. Just go back to normal. Quit trying to change it. Now I'm going to get off my rocker.
All right, man. I kind of got rid of cable. Okay, I'm just telling you the truth. Has Dickie B commentated a Zion Williamson game yet? Has he imploded?
I don't think he has yet.
Oh, my God. Because when he sees him in – I'm sure he's seen him in person, but when he sees him, you know, on the TV, he's going to lose his mind.
Yeah, I don't think he has. And that's interesting. John, is that why you not been watching? How are you watching Walking Dead and wrestling if you cutting cable?
Hey, man, there's always ways. You can watch on your phone.
I've got YouTube TV. Shout out, free ad, YouTube TV. Love it, so. I am looking right now. Tonight. I was looking tonight. So we have a big one tonight. Indiana Hoosiers 5-1 going to Duke to take on the Blue Devils 5-1. Number 3 Duke. Cameron Indoor Stadium 9:30 ESPN. Your TV analysis tonight. Dan Shulman, Jay Billis, and Allison Williams are going to be your three this evening. No Dickie V. They're going to keep him off of it.
Man, they probably holding back Biggie V for North Carolina and Duke, but he's going to lose his mind. He's going to lose.
What do you think is going to happen tonight with this game?
The Hoosiers are going to keep it close, keep it respectable, but they're going to lose.
Spread's 15.5 right now.
His team ain't built to go in Cameron Indoor Stadium. They ain't ready for that.
And you think they're going to keep it close?
They keep it close. They don't
Juwan Morgan's going to have, mark my word, here's another Reef guarantee. We'll see if it happens tonight. Juwan Morgan will have 3 fouls in the first half and have to sit, and it's just going to be over with.
I'm just kidding. I'm getting. I got a text from my good friend. He said, "IU is going to shock the world tonight. It's not going to happen."
Stop it! Ain't no way that's going to happen. But looking at the rankings real quick, Gonzaga number one after they beat Duke. Obviously, shout out to the Big Ten getting 7 teams in the top 25. Looking good. Michigan at 7. Michigan State at 9. Kentucky. Sitting at number 10 right now. Iowa at 14. Purdue sitting at number 19. So there's your Indiana ties. Indiana sitting with votes at number 26. Tonight's loss most likely will not help them in their efforts to get up. And the last thing I have note-wise, in the recruitment of Romeo Langford at Vanderbilt and Bryce Drew was having, Darius Garland, if you haven't heard the name, you should. One of the top, actually the top point guard coming out of high school. Definitely an NBA lottery pick. He is out with a knee injury, out the rest of the season. He will be having surgery. Tough break for him and in Vanderbilt.
Yeah, tough break.
Second, got people texting me in the middle of the show. But let's go to a positive note here.
Good people call in.
I know. Yeah, it's the girlfriend. She texts. She knows we're doing a show right now. But anyways, let's go to something positive past that knee injury. The Indianapolis Colts, 5 straight. John, I was at the game. I was lucky enough to be able to go with a couple buddies. It was a sloppy game. It was an ugly game. I even saw Andrew. I put my hands in my eyes. I thought I saw Andrew Luck catch a 4th down catch. but the Colts pull it out. 3-point win over the Miami Dolphins, a huge division game. John, what were some of your thoughts on that?
It's a game in years past that when they got down, they would just lost. Because they got down and they weren't able to, you know, come back. But they came back and, you know, the play calling kind of gave everybody applause or whatever. But remember, this is not Chuck Pagano's offensive running. This is you know, Coach Reich's offense. And as you can see, you know, I mean, it's not. They do miss him. They do miss him in Philly. And it is he does like to run trick plays and does like to run, you know. And I can't, you know, yeah, I mean, for that, I get it. People are concerned about Andrew Luck's shoulder and whatnot. But, dude, you know, it's football, okay? So, I get it. But, and everybody's, the coach or a general manager in their living rooms, right? But, point of the matter is, they won the game and, lost Doyle unfortunately for the season, and that's gonna hurt. And then a lot of people don't really see what Jack Doyle does. So Eric Ebron is the gets all the credit, right? He gets all the touchdowns. Well, Doyle's out there doing a lot of offensive line work too, blocking and whatnot. And so that's gonna be missed because that Ebron is not one of his things that he likes to do, right?
Right.
But. Going further, you know, going further, we are on a roll, Colts are, and you can't get those losses back. But, you know, now you know what your strengths are. So Colts can get afford to get into a shootout with lesser teams. But I'm saying like when they have to play the Texans or hopefully, I mean, they potentially have to play Kansas City. They can't afford to get into a shootout with either one of those teams because mm-hmm. those teams are a little bit better on both sides of the ball than the Colts are right now. So
absolutely,
the Dolphins kind of like a mirror image of the Colts. They just don't have a quarterback. Dolphins got a pretty good team on both sides of the ball. They just don't have a great quarterback at all. So, Colts going further, like I said, just keep they have mentality. They were talking about it. Keep a win. Just have a 1-0 mentality. We have a 1-0 mentality. You got to win this week. You got to win this week. And that's the best way to have. That's the best thought process to have right now. Don't think about all those losses. Don't think about, where we need help. All we need Texas to beat Tennessee, or all we need Jacksonville to totally go kaputs, which they are going totally kaputs. That team's going to go through a total shakeup, I think. I don't know if the coach is going to keep his job. I didn't think that going into the season. I don't know if the coach is going to keep his job now
uh-huh.
with that team. But I know, and we know the quarterback situation is going to be different.
And the offense now. They fired the coordinator.
Right. So, but the Colts have the right mindset, and they're second hottest team in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you talk about another team that's looking good right now. You left this team for dead several weeks, and I always like to remind you every week on this team. The Dallas Cowboys, big 31-23 win. They're sitting at 6-5. First place in NFC East, tied with the Redskins, who lost their quarterback. John, I was looking at their schedule. I like their schedule for their final five games. Besides the Saints, who they play this Thursday night, they've got Philly, and then they play the Colts, and then they play the Bucks, and then the Giants. Right there, I see three, maybe four wins out of that last five for this Dallas team.
Man, I don't understand how they win games. I don't understand. I'm a bet against them every time, though.
There you go. The Saints continue to roll. Subpar game for the Saints. 31-17 victory. John, if I would have told you the names of Arnold, Lewis, and Carr, or Arnold, Lewis, and Kirkwood, you would have probably thought I was talking about a lawyer firm. But no, those are the players that caught touchdown passes from Drew Brees this past weekend, which was incredibly odd. So, Saints 10-1. They play Thursday night against the Cowboys. I actually think it could be a pretty good game. I think Dak is going to have a good game. I think Zeke has himself a good game, and it's going to be a close one. Saints haven't had very many close games this year. I think this is one of them.
Saints in a blowout.
Oof. Oof. Ravens Raiders. I don't have anything. Ravens win. Lamar Jackson continues to shell out. Bills beat the Jaguars. Your boy Leonard Fournette going fisticuffs.
Dude, like I said, that team's going total, you know, atomic. Their style of football is outdated. Is it not?
Oh yeah.
Try to run the football. Short, you know, quarterback. Don't try to make him, you know, long distance. Don't try to, you know, try to control the clock. It's like, dude, people are putting up 45 points on that. You know, wait till next year, Brandon. Wait till next year. You wait. They're gonna be the Colts are averaging probably like 25 points a game, 26 points a game. Scoring's going up, and they're trying to win games. Trying to stay in the teams, they're gonna change.
Seattle knocked off the Panthers. Really good game. Seattle rolling right now. The Rams, who did not play, they could have won the division if the Panthers would have beat the Seahawks, but nope, not yet. Save it for another week. Talk about a team that's on the downward spiral. They just placed their quarterback on IR. I'm talking about the Bengals, who lose 35-20 to the Brownies. Hugh Jackson, who is on the Bengals staff now, took another L. Go ahead and chalk that one up. Got a football from an interception. what is wrong with the Bengals?
What's wrong with them? man. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. The curse. I just don't, Brandon. I really don't. You know, usually I have a reaction. I don't know. There's no way they should have lost to the Cleveland Browns. And that's not me, you know, saying poo-pooing what the Browns have assembled here. But the Browns, you know, had to fire their coach. The Browns have a young team. They're an up-and-coming team. To which the Bengals probably had, going to this season, playoff aspirations. If not, probably winning North Division, because they didn't think, they thought, you know, Pittsburgh was in a mess, and they probably thought the quarterback situation with the Ravens was a mess, and they looked like, on paper, the most solid team.
Yeah.
Even with Marvin Lewis, you know, same old coming on back, but everybody else was a mess. But now the fact they're a mess, that's what it looked like.
Shout out to Mike Kelly, Crossroads page liker, likes the stuff. He is a Bengals fan. He's got his profile picture as the Bengals logo, so he's still repping his team.
Again, the team is talented. And sometimes when a quarterback, you know, got it in between his eyes, he looks like an elite-level quarterback, but they just don't have it all together at the same time.
Yeah, I totally agree there. Patriots, easy win, 27-13 over the Jets. Never was in doubt. Eagles, knocked off my Giants. I was hoping the Giants would be able to make a little run here late in the season. Beat them 25-22. Eagles are
going to Saquon.
Yeah, they did. Saquon had a huge first half for me, even in fantasy. So, shout out to that. That really helped my my team. I'm going to playoffs in two of my leagues with Saquon. So, Buccaneers, probably in the snooze fest. Buccaneers beat the Niners 27-9. Chargers beat the Cardinals, snooze fest. My Steelers, it finally caught up to them. The streak is over. A damn interception in the end zone. Lose by 7 to Denver. I said, John, this would be a tough game, that it may be a game they slipped. I actually called that. So
I didn't foresee Big Ben throwing that like that, though. That's kind of on him.
Yeah, and he blamed his wide receiver today too. So not Nate Washington. I can't even think of the guy's name now, but the rookie. So, but yeah, tough one there. They're gonna have to regroup, because here's the problem now: the Patriots now have taken over the number 2 seed. So home field just went out the window for Pittsburgh in the first game. For the divisional round. So they got to try to battle back, and their schedule gets very tough. San Diego, New Orleans, New England. So can we officially? I hope not. They better go 3-0. They know what's good for them. Can we officially put the nail in the coffin for the Green Bay Packers?
Oh, absolutely not. Did you not hear the press conference?
Come on.
Did you not hear the dude? That's how you want your quarter. That's how you want the leader of your team, whether it's quarterback, the wide receiver, the coach, the running back's coach, whoever. Did you hear what he said?
No, I did not.
Oh my God! This Aaron Rodgers said, "All we got to do is beat Arizona, then beat the next team." It's like somebody else. Pull up the schedule, Brandon, for me, please.
Okay, absolutely. Green Bay Packers. Okay. Next week they play Arizona at home.
Yeah, he said
then
all
week
we got to do
14.
Is beat Arizona at home. Like it was nothing. Like they were going to be – like we know, everybody knows they're going to beat Arizona at home. Who's the next
team? Falcons. Falcons come to Lambeau next week.
He said all we got to do is beat the Falcons at home. How is that not possible? Be
last time the Falcons beat – Michael Vick, last time they won in Lambeau, Michael Vick was the quarterback.
Who believes in the Atlanta Falcons?
Not me.
Who believes in them? Tyler Perry don't even believe in them. He's from Atlanta. next game.
I don't even think Ludacris does.
This is the killer. This is what he said about the Chicago Bears. This is the next game. He said, all right, then we got to play the Chicago Bears, a team we've had some success against. That's what he said. I couldn't believe it. A team that – He said, regardless of what you brought in here, he's telling the Chicago Bears, who lead the North Division, it doesn't matter. In 3 weeks, we're going to whoop that ass. That's what he said. That's how I interpreted it. And you know what, Brandon? I haven't heard not one Chicago Bears fan say a freaking word because they worry.
Ooh,
I'm serious.
Brandon Brantley calling you out.
I'm calling out Chicago Bears fan. Do you know any other one?
Mitchell Larry, Brad Warner. I know a couple of them.
They ain't said nothing about Aaron Rodgers. Said he's going to beat the Aaron. He said it. He said him and the Green Bay Packers is going to beat the Arizona Cardinals. He said him and the Green Bay Packers is going to beat the Atlanta Falcons. He said him and the Green Bay Packers is going to beat the team they've had some success against. What does that mean? Some success. What does that mean?
You beat that ass.
I want to get a shirt that says some success against. That's better than through the roof. The ceiling is the roof. Michael Jordan.
Ooh.
Man, you got to find You got to find that tape. You got to find that tape, man, because I walk away from it impressed because he said he's going to whoop that ass. Chicago Bears.
Wow.
I can't wait.
What about – he's done this before.
So he was like a present. He said around Christmas time, we're going to go down there and play somebody. We've had some success again. I don't want to keep on harping on it.
It's also – didn't he do this back previously when he did the R? Everybody just needs to R-E-L-A-X.
Yes.
Relax.
Yes. Now I see it, man. He's a cerebral kind of quarterback. I'm not going to say if he pulls off this feat, it's a feat, mine. It's still Arizona. I mean, they suck, but they're still a football team, okay? So if he beats Arizona 17-14, I still respect it. If he pulls off this feat and says, hey, I'm going to go down there and we're going to go 3-0 because I called it, man, I might have to put him right next. I put him right next to Peyton for this, if he can pull this off. If he can go 3-0, but he called it. Who's ever called it 3-0? Has anybody ever called?
I don't think so.
Well,
I think I found the clip. I think I found
it. Record-wise, we're going to have some help from some teams, and then we got to take care of our own business. You know, we have to find a way to win a game on the road. We're 0-6 on the road, so we just got to go back home, get some rest, beat Arizona, and then come back and beat Atlanta and go to Chicago, a place we've won a number of times, beat them, go to New York around Christmas, beat them, and come home.
Ooh. All right. I'm a believer.
He said a number. It says even worse. I said something else. He said a number of times.
Yeah, had success a number of times up there.
Has Tom Brady ever said anything like that to the Colts?
I don't think Bill Belichick will allow him to.
Man, he owns the Colts. This dude said he owns the Chicago Bears. So it's up to the, I mean, that's what he said.
You're calling out Bears fans.
Tell them to call.
So.
They can email me, whatever, Twitter me, 3Foodies fans. I'll be there for it.
Ooh, all right, calling out these Bears fans.
This was Sunday. He said this after a loss.
Mm-hmm.
You would have thought the man won. He said, "I'm gonna beat your team in 3 weeks." All right, I'm gonna leave it alone. Vince McMahon don't even have that kind of hype for WrestleMania, does he?
No,
he doesn't.
Not at all. The nightcap, Monday night, Texans 34-17. Texans are rolling. The Texans are roping everybody around down there. 8-3.
They're the hottest team in the NFL.
We got to watch them. I honestly think, John, if you look at their team, they are probably, if not, and probably the most talented team in the AFC. And the reason why I want to say that, they have star players on that defense. They have the Honey Badger. They have J.J. Watt. They have Jadeveon Clowney. Three playmakers that are known superstars. On the offense, they've got DeAndre Hopkins. They've got Demaryius Thomas. They've got the the big man, Deshaun Watson, and they have a running game now, Lamar Miller. Very talented. I think with them talented on both sides of the ball, they are a scary team.
They're complete, but like, could they go in? They don't have the record. They can't go into Foxborough.
Yeah. Well, right now, I don't think they really have to worry about it. If I look, because I think they're tied with New England right now. Ah, they're a three. They lost a tiebreaker. So.
They can't keep up. They couldn't keep up a scoring battle with Kansas City. They couldn't.
Right now, if you look at the AFC, Baltimore is the last team in at 6-5. But the Colts are 6-5 as well, right there with them. So, as of right now, they are missing out based on a tiebreaker. But Colts are right there, 6-5.
Yeah, Colts got
it. Yeah, looking at the NFC side, Washington right now is at 6-5, Seattle at 7, and Carolina at 8, and Philly at 9. The Packers, who we just talked about, sitting in 10th right now. So. 2-5 in the conference, not good.
No, they can jump ahead because I don't know what's going on in Carolina. But they can jump ahead so long as Aaron Rodgers does what he says he can do.
Yep. Looking ahead, week 13, we have some matchups. Thursday night, Saints-Cowboys. You said Saints by 1,000. So we'll go ahead and give you that one. I think it's going to be closer than that. I think the Rams destroy the Lions. They play them this Sunday in Detroit. We both like the Packers against the Cardinals. Here's a matchup for you. Might be closer than you think. Browns heading to the Texans.
Still got the Texans.
Indianapolis going to Jacksonville.
Oh,
is it a wrap?
The rap. That quarterback used to play for Cleveland. He ain't won a game ever. I don't think.
Giants are at home against the Bears, the Monsters of the Midway. Do they keep it close? They may, but I think Bears get the victory.
The Giants have looked better offensively, but I don't know. Didn't they kind of lose their identity? I don't know what's going on there. Jekyll and Hyde.
If Trubisky plays, they win. If he doesn't, they lose.
I think they win. I think the Bears win regardless.
Okay. Raiders and Chiefs. That's going to be a blowout city in Oakland. 4:25 game. The Vikings go into New England. The Vikings don't stand a chance.
Are they going to pee their pants? It's time for Cousins to stand up. What's going on?
He's sitting down with the Huggies. He is putting the Huggies on.
I'm gonna go with the Vikings, man. I am. I'm saying the Vikings are upset of New England Patriots.
Wow. Sunday night football. Chargers 8-3. Steelers 7-3-1 in Pittsburgh. Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger. Big Ben has a record against Phillip Rivers, and he continues it with another W. This is a get right game.
You think so?
I think so.
I got a phone call now. Try to call in. We gotta call the show.
You want to talk to JV?
I like the Chargers, man. The Chargers are the second favorite football team in LA now.
Ooh, well, of course.
I got the Chargers, but...
Wow. You know, Pittsburgh does not lose primetime games in Pittsburgh very often. Just throwing that out there. So, and the final one, Redskins at the Eagles, Monday Night Football. If there's ever a game for the Eagles to get it right, it's right here. And this Redskins team that's going to struggle with Colt McCoy.
Yeah, they I'm surprised they Philadelphia streaked out a win against the Giants last week, and I think they you're right. They'll get right this week some more. Eagles win.
Absolutely. A couple last things. We talked to our college basketball already. Let's go to our entertainment side of it. The Walking Dead just had our midseason finale. The Whisperers, John.
Look,
I'm pissed.
Look, man. Don't get pissed. Look, man. Look. These people who wrote this show are smarter than I underestimated them. I didn't see this dude. Well, you can kind of see it coming, but like how it's come together. Oh, man, you got to love it. You have to love it. And you know who's going to save today, cuz the Whisperers want Daryl.
Oh yeah.
For some odd reason, they want Daryl, okay?
Yeah.
But you know who's going to save the day?
Judith?
Oh no. Negan's going to save the day.
How's he going to save the day?
He's going to save the day. You watch.
We got plenty of time.
He's going to
well,
be
what do you think?
Who usually, you know, deals with the big baddie, you know, Rick? But Rick's not here right now. Well, we got somebody locked up who's just as bad as Rick. I mean, you know, who can do what needs to get done in the world of the zombies.
Yeah.
He gets out, dude. He's going to get out. And he's going to save the day. And then somehow that's how he becomes a hero. You watch.
You got that Negan whistle going on right now. What did you think when he went to that, spoiler alert for everybody who hasn't seen it yet, that's your own damn fault for not watching it on Sunday or Monday night. When he went up to that cage, that ball went out, and I said, something's going on here. He walks up to that cage and just puts his finger on that door and it opens up. I said, oh my. Part of me thought maybe he's just going to get back in there and just shut it. Oh no. He is out. But here's my thing. How does he get out? Because there's two other doors that I have seen in other episodes that they locked down in there.
Well, find out. Somebody had to let him out.
And that's not even the number one thing that's pissed me off from this show.
What's pissing you off?
And I know Rick pissed you off when he died, or when he, quote unquote, died and left the show and all that.
Right. Okay. Well,
I love the Whisperers, but damn it, my favorite one of my favorites that was grown on me, Jesus, and you gotta kill Jesus.
Hey man.
Oh.
They who did Negan kill? Come on now.
Oh. Herschel.
You can see it coming. Right.
I thought you would, I was waiting for a tweet from you saying you were very upset about the Jesus thing and you were off the show, and I read it. I seen it all coming in my mind.
No. I've learned not to listen. No, I know the people. There's certain people that ain't going to get killed ever. I was kind of pissed about Carl. I really was. But that's, I think that was something behind the scenes, like between the actor and the show and what he wanted to do as far as what he wanted to be paid and far as how much, so on and so forth. I think that's what it was. You know what I mean? And I think he also did, he wanted to go to school and this, that, and other. And somehow they wrote it into the show, but I get it. Okay? But I'm still pissed about it because, you know, dude, like, but guess what, Brandon? There's certain people that cannot, if they get killed, there is no more show. If Rick get killed, there's no more show. It doesn't matter. I won't watch it. I won't. If Michonne gets killed, I won't watch it. I'm being for real. So there's certain people.
But since Rick did not die, you're still watching it.
If Daryl gets killed, I won't watch it. It won't make any sense. It won't make any sense.
What about Negan?
Well, see, now, you know, he's too good to be killed. Like, the governor, you thought, I mean, comparatively, like, he's nothing compared to Negan. Negan is like, no. But does he deserve to be killed? Absolutely. That dude is nuts. But he's going to save the day. He's going to save the day because these people, these whisperers, they think they're dead people. But they're not dead. They're sick. That's sick.
Yeah.
See, there's always something better. There's always something greater than yourself.
That graveyard scene was awesome.
Oh, my God.
The way they did that scene was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a new type of fear that nobody saw coming.
People were pissing on the show the last 2 years. Well, yeah, saying the show, it's like a whole new show. It's like a whole new show.
What about Carol? Because Carol's been there pretty much from the beginning.
I would feel a little different. If they got rid of Carol, I can't. Like, how you going to get rid of Carol? She's like a – no, you can't. I could – there's no – how you going to get rid of her? How?
Mm.
Ain't
I
no
don't know.
Going to sneak up on her. There ain't no zombie.
Well, I initially thought it was going to be the guy that ended up – she torched.
Well, yeah. Well, I tell you what. If they
that looked like Luke Harper is what it looked like.
If they kill Eugene tomorrow, I wouldn't be surprised. If they kill the king tomorrow, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, those people are important, but they're not Rick. They're not Carol. They're not Daryl. They're not Michonne.
How pissed would everybody be, and I'm thinking a hypothetical, is at the end of this season, when they come back and they do their 8 episodes or whatever it is, and on that final episode, there's something where Judith has to save her people and all this, and it's a lovey-dovey scene. And the next thing you know, the governor kills her. Could you imagine how much heat show would get? Or not the governor, Negan. Negan.
Oh, no.
Kills
Judith? They're not that depressed.
That show would get so much heat.
This ain't the people who wrote Human Centipede. They ain't doing that.
One of your favorite movies, by the way. Everybody needs to know.
That movie was terrible.
I almost bought that movie for Jonathan back in the day. DVD please. Special, 3-pack.
Please don't ever associate my name with Human Centipede. It's a horrible
Oh, shoot.
It's one of the old blockbuster movies you shouldn't be watching.
Yeah.
Have blockbusters.
Give our listeners and myself, give me a classic movie or a one of those classics that we have to go out and see. You've seen most recently.
That I saw most recently?
Yeah. I know you see all these crazy movies.
Unfortunately, I've been watching a lot of cartoons. I've been watching a lot of old cartoons and whatnot. A classic movie that everybody should watch, if you ain't ever watched it, but I don't know if everybody's familiar with the work of Bill Murray. I know people are familiar with a lot of stuff he does, like now, because, you know what I mean? But, like, one of my favorite Bill Murray movies is Stripes. It's came out when I was a little kid. I hadn't been watching when I was a little kid because it had advanced adult themes and nudity in it. But I found it very funny. And as I got older, I found it intellectually funny. So, you know, have you ever seen Stripes?
I have not.
Oh my God, Brandon, what's going on? Oh my God.
On the list. I'll put it on the list.
Put it on the list, dude.
I will. And I think I did this one to you back in July, and I'm going to do it to you now because it's about that season. Die Hard. Is it a Christmas movie?
Man, I promise, man. Die Hard nerds swear it is, but I swear I feel like it's an action movie.
There's a sports personality here in Indy that believes that is a I believe that is he thinks it's a Christmas movie.
He ain't been to a movie theater since they had a movie theater in Clearwater Crossing. I bet. He ain't been to a movie theater since they had a movie theater in Clearwater. I mean, it was a nice movie theater they had Clearwater Crossing back then, but yeah.
Okay.
No, Die Hard is an action movie, dude. It just has a Christmas. Christmas is in the background. It's an action
movie. But it came out in July, too, right?
I'm saying it's an action movie. It's not a Christmas movie. Yep. Die Hard nerds are weird people.
Okay. And and our listeners probably didn't see it, but I will vouch for it as the final thing is I said on your Instagram I would like some comments, but I want to hear that voice again. What was the song you were singing? Man. You were karaokeing. You're a karaoke machine, apparently.
Yeah, I got no. So at home, I mean, you know, at home I'm a little bit, or at home I'm a little more relaxed, right? And you know, my family was around, and like my daughter likes to play, you know, something I bought for her, like, you know, 7 Christmases ago, right? From, you know, from Best Buy on a Black Friday, right? And we brought out the old karaoke machine, and my little nephews and whatnot, and even my sister started to sing. So I, you know, they, of course, you know, you can't just automatically put the camera in everybody else's face and not participate, right? Mm-hmm. So I called myself singing Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson, Where Are You Now? That's what I call myself singing. But you know, okay. I have other songs. I got,
oh yeah, you do. I've seen plenty in the car.
I like to sing Jimmy Buffett as well. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
you get some of that old school rap, R&B.
I like old school rap. I like R&B. I like, you know, old school Kenny Rogers, Johnny Cash.
So you want a good smile for the day. If you somehow find your way to Jonathan's Instagram page, him singing in that car, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to check it out.
Shoot car videos. I mean, it's silly, but we like to share silly.
Shout out to the probably the best voice of the Birdsong family, Kelly Birdsong.
No, that was my sister. That's my other sister, Lynette. That's my. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, Kelly's probably got a lovely voice as well. So you tell her I said that. She might be listening too. Who knows?
She probably is. She does. Well, yeah, she does. She listens. She does.
Okay. Well, shout out to her. Thank you for listening. Any last things, John?
I think that's it. I'm still on wrestling boycott. I couldn't tell you what's going on WWE. I could care less. They put the title back on Brock Lesnar until they take the title off of him. Not watching. I don't care.
It was a bad show last night. I thought Ray Wyatt was going to come back. He did not. It was a piss poor show. I caught the spoilers. I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, he's been showing up in house shows, so it sounds like they don't know what to do with him.
I watched Starcade. I did watch Starcade on the network. I thought it was going to be the whole pay-per-view. They only showed 1 hour.
Did you watch AJ Styles and Samoa Joe wrestle again?
Yep.
How many times
did
you never watch them in TNA, though, did you?
No, but you will soon on the network because they're going to start putting TNA and the Japan wrestling stuff on there.
Wow. Wrestling man
so,
owns wrestling.
Yep. Impact, TNA, and New Japan will be having, and OVW will have all their stuff on the NFL, on the WWE Network here in the near future. So, something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't watching it until they take the title off.
See you at WrestleMania. So, all right, John. Well, thanks for joining again. By the time this next week, we'll have our final four in the playoffs. So we'll see how right we were.
All right. Well, you have a. We'll talk to you next time, Brandon. And you have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Go Pacers.
Go Pacers. All right. That was Jonathan Birdsong joining us once again, as he does always. We're going to hit the quick ad real quick. We'll be back to wrap up the evening.
Today's show is brought to you by Drone Pro Media. Drone Pro Media delivers top-quality drone services with expertise and professionalism, specializing in aerial photography and videography. Using the highest quality drone equipment, Drone Pro Media is eager to provide you with outstanding aerial videos and photos for your next project. Visit them at dronemedia.com. That's DroneProMedia.com. Also, give them a call at 317-883-7404. That's Drone Pro Media, taking your flights to new heights.
All right, guys, thank you for joining us once again. As always, please like, subscribe, and share on iTunes. Check out our Facebook page, Crossroads Sports, also the website, crossroadsports.us. Please like and share the Facebook stuff, the iTunes, the whole yada, yada, yada. We're trying to continue to get this out there. Thank you for listening tonight. The Hoosiers and Duke later on this evening. You've got the Pacers taking on the Suns tonight, so plenty of action. Have a great week. Enjoy the bowl game, or the, excuse me, the conference championship games this weekend, and we'll see you guys again next Tuesday. Take care.
Crossroads Sports.